This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. A federal appeals court has ruled that a Denver police search of a suspected shoplifter violated the Constitution. Here's CPR's Allison Sherry.
At issue here is that the Denver police officer, Armando Cruz, didn't ultimately end up arresting the man that Walmart employees at first thought shoplifted from the store. Cruz did briefly handcuff the man and patted his pockets down. The officer pulled a prescription pill bottle and a wallet out of the man's pockets, but did not place him under arrest. Ultimately, Walmart employees determined the man paid for his merchandise. The Tenth Circuit ruled that because the man wasn't arrested, the search violated his Fourth Amendment rights by opening his wallet and taking the pill bottle. This means the officer can face a civil suit in the case. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
The Ouray Ice Park is still closed due to unusually high temperatures. Executive Director Peter O'Neill says it's the first time the park has waited this late to open in its 31-year history.
It's been incredibly warm, unseasonably. I mean, no one that I've spoken with who's been around in the valley for decades remembers a December and a January this warm.
But Ouray finally dipped below freezing last night. O'Neill hopes to make substantial ice for the Ouray Ice Fest later this month, though the festival will go on regardless. And this is CPR News and KRCC at 9:06.